Okay, waist down. That was pretty good.
It's a keeper.
Good,
yeah. It's a keeper.
Like
yeah.
I really enjoyed Chris's performance on that, on the drums.
So Joel, tell me, explain to me the process of how a Stewart becomes a song, and maybe what you look for when you go back and you're listening. What it is that garners, you know, what it is about a Stewart that you think, hey, this would make a good track.
Sometimes it's just good energy doing stuff. I mean, we can do some simpler things. I feel like that, you know, the crowd gets into, but I think
I'll interrupt. We hold these stews to be self-evident.
It's hard to even
but
speak
all
about
stews are not created equal.
But the good ones are.
Yeah, you never know. You just got to try them out. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, but you know, it's about making the ones that don't work almost work, you know, because then...
T for trying, cum dog. T for trying.
Let's start this one over.
We like to leave all of Joel's rants in there.
Yeah.
I think it's usually what I think of what it happens live when we're in the moment. If someone's being like Andy Van Slyke down there, the first base coach, and giving signals... And I remember where we go with the different modulations and keys, and if the song turns out to be something that has that good energy that I remember feeling on the stage, if it's captured in the recording. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it's nice, definitely nice when we can get a couple different sections of things that are working and can put them back to back.
I'm not so much concerned with the tightness, it's just that it feels good. I think we usually walk off and we're like, that was a song, you know?
Yeah.
And then we,
when you tour as much as we tour, it's, you know, we try to improv every night to write new material because...
So we need to kickstart ourselves.
Yeah, kickstart that heart. We get, just like most people, we get bored and sick of
each other,
of everything we do and who we're with and the normal banality of the day. We're inspired to write new tunes each night, and hopefully most of them can be reused,
and if not, then you know they can exist in that moment as what they were, and
pretty much just a waste of time.
Ah, so insightful. Okay, well, thanks for joining us yet again. Enjoy the remainder of the 65 minutes that you that didn't make the disc. Lots of love from Hockey Town, Detroit, Michigan, home of the Stanley Cup champions, Detroit Red Wings.
For those two out there that care.
Adam Budney, always hating on hockey. For those of you who can't see at home, Ryan is shedding a tear.
Yeah.
But his Penguins will be back.
There's no crying in hockey.